So there's a story that they say over about my Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Milson. I don't know that this is necessarily a true story, but I've seen this quoted, and definitely part of it Rav Ilson has mentioned in Shir, where Rav Ilson was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, or on his way back to America, and it was right before Hanukkah, and the flight attendant, the security person, asks Rav Ilson to try to check him, make sure he's Jewish and not a Chas Shalom terrorist, asks him, well, what Yontif is coming up? What's the next Chag? And Rav Ilson said, it was right before Hanukkah, and Rav Ilson says, Pesach. And the woman says, oh, you must mean Hanukkah. Rav Ilson says, no, I mean Pesach. Hanukkah is not a Chag, there's no carbon Chagiga. Again, whether his story is true or not, I've heard Rav Ilson definitely say that Hanukkah is not a Chag. He said that about Tu B'Shav as well. But the question is Hanukkah Yontif? Can Hanukkah be called, could you say good Yontif on Hanukkah? What's the deal? Is Hanukkah a Yontif or not? So the Rajba has a tshuva where someone who makes a neder, for example, let's say he says, I make a neder not to eat meat, except, says the person, on Yontif. So says the Rajba, is he permitted to eat meat on Purim and Hanukkah? So do we say, says the Rajba, based on the Gemara Megillah, that they only accepted Simcha, and it's that at least on Purim, it's not a Yontif, it's just a Simcha, a day of Simcha, and therefore you're permitted to do work? Or do we say that no, anytime that there's an extra Simcha or Mishteh, it's considered a Yontif? And because, for example, we say Yom Tuva Rabbanan, if they make a Siyam, it's a happy day for the rabbis, but it calls it a Yontif. So the question is, there's definitely extra Simcha on Chanukah and Purim, but does that constitute that it is now a Yontif? Says the Rajba, the default is that these are not Yontif. And you, therefore, this person who makes this vow that he's not going to eat meat except on Yontif would be forbidden to eat meat on Chanukah. Unless, says the Rajba, he subsequently clarifies and says, oh, my intent was also to exclude Chanukah and Purim as well. And normally we don't necessarily trust what a person says, but here we trust it because it's plausible that that's what he meant, since these holidays have extra Simcha and Mishteh. Therefore, in Lashon Bnei Adam, which is what Nedarim is based upon, the common speak of people, so therefore it's possible that they would refer to these holidays, Chanukah and Purim, as a Yom Tov. Now, it implies from the Rajba something interesting. He says that Chanukah, since it has this extra Simcha and Mishteh, therefore it could be called a Yom Tov. Now that's interesting, because that's a loaded question. Does Chanukah have extra Simcha and Mishteh? For example, do you have a chiyuv to have a Seuda on Chanukah? So that itself is a machlokas. The Maharam Rittenberg says no, there's no Seudas Mitzvah on Chanukah, as opposed to Maharshal says there is a Seudas Mitzvah. So clearly the Rajba is like the Maharshal, that there is a Seudas Mitzvah on Chanukah, and therefore that's why if you could plausibly refer to it as a Yontif, even though by default it's not a Yontif. Now, interestingly, there seems to be a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch about this topic. And Yaredeya, in the Halachos of Vows, he passes like the Rajba, that if you make a neder to eat meat except on Yontif, neder not to eat meat except on Yontif when you're permitted to eat meat, he says we trust the person that he meant to exclude Chanukah and Purim as well, and therefore you see, because there's a Chiv Seuda on Chanukah, therefore it's possible he could have meant Chanukah and Purim as well. And the Ramah himself seems to agree to this in Archaim. However, on the Shulchan Aruch, in a different place in Archaim, by Hilchas Chanukah, is like the Maharam, that there is no Chiyuv of Seuda on Chanukah. So which one is it? Is Chanukah, because of this extra Simcha, does that make it into a Yontif that there's a Chiyuv Seuda or not? This seems to be a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. You probably have to answer something that I saw in one of the Torah journals give a similar answer, that the Rajba doesn't actually mean that there's a Chiyuv Seudas Mitzvah. Just because there's an extra Simcha on Chanukah doesn't mean that there's actually a Chiyuv Seuda. Be it as it may, you see there's clearly this tension about whether Chanukah is a Yom Tif or not, and the default is it's not a Yom Tif, but it could be considered a Yom Tif, or you could use the term Yom Tif when referring to it because of this obligation to have Simcha and Mishteh on Chanukah. Now, another nafka mina, basically, if it's considered a yontif or not, is can you fast until chatzos, by accident? Well, in general, in a yontif, a person is not supposed to fast until chatzos. So according to the Rajba, it sounds like you can't, because it could be referred to as a yontif, and therefore, perhaps you can't fast until chatzos. Another nafka mina, this question, whether there's a chiv of mishteh v'simcha on Chanukah or not, in other words, whether it's a yontif because of the chiyuv mishteh v'simcha, is whether you can make shechiyanu on the day itself. For example, let's say you go all 8 days without forget to make a Shachrianu. Now it's the end of Hanukkah, you lit your last candles, and you say, whoops, I didn't make a Shachrianu. So by Pesach, if you remember, at the end of all the mitzvahs, at the end of the Yontif, even just as long as it's not, Yontif's not over yet, you can make a Shachrianu. But what about Hanukkah? Can you make a Shachrianu as well? So this really may depend, says the Shaar Tzion, about whether Hanukkah is a Yontif or not. I mean, the Shaar Tzion is not sure what the halacha would be in this case. And the Sefer Derashta B'Chagecha says, well, that's because this discussion is whether this Rabbanan holiday of Hanukkah is like a Yontif, and that you would be able to say Shachianu or not. Another nafkamina is, can you get married on Hanukkah? Is Hanukkah a Yontif? You can't get married. If it's not a Yontif, then you can get married. Another interesting issue raised by Reb Zilberstein is if a person agrees to host Bachram, he tells the local yeshiva, I'll host Bachram, I'll pay for, I'll host them on every Yontif. So is he obligated to host them for Hanukkah and Purim as well? So says the Reb Zilberstein, based on this Shulchan Aruch, if he didn't intend to include these days, so then by default they're not included, because by default these are not Yomim Tovim, but you can fit them into the language of a Yontif if you have intent, but if you don't have intent, then they're not included. Just to end off, the Chashuk Echem, Reb Zilberstein cites Reb Stipler, who used to wish people good Yontif on Hanukkah as well, and I saw the Lubavitch Rebbe also used to refer to Hanukkah by saying good Yontif, so clearly this issue is far from resolved.